In the Senate today, the first full day of business since the release of that withering report on flawed Iraq-related intelligence. Angry Republicans accuse Democratic colleagues of trying to use the report for political purposes. The bipartisanship that accompanied the report's release even broke down among members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, who approved it unanimously. From the Capitol, here's NPR's David Wellner.
A debate on amending the Constitution to ban gay marriage was the official order of business on the Senate floor today. But Republican Majority Whip Mitch McConnell rose in the Senate chamber to highlight another contentious matter, his perception that the damning report on intelligence about Iraq is being exploited by Democrats who want President Bush defeated in November.
Rather than working to fix the problems of the intelligence community, some Democrats are now issuing statements notably at odds with their prior positions.
McConnell, the Senate's number two Republican, then zeroed in on the Intelligence Committee's vice chairman, Democrat Jay Rockefeller, quoting at length statements Rockefeller made a year and a half ago supporting military action against Iraq. McConnell read similar dated statements made by the two men on the still unofficial Democratic presidential ticket, Senators John Kerry and John Edwards.
Now, I find it troubling that neither Senator Kerry nor his running mate seem to recall their own prior assessments of the threats posed by Saddam's regime.
California Democrat Barbara Boxer, one of the 23 senators who voted against authorizing war with Iraq, retorted that the committee's report shows the country's intelligence is in disarray.
Intelligence that was used to make a case for war, where more than 800 of our beautiful Americans are dead and 5,000 or more of them are injured, some without legs, some without arms, some who will never be the same.
With Iraq possibly the defining issue in this year's election, Republicans put up a staunch defense of President Bush, including members of the Intelligence Committee who signed off on the negative report, such as Missouri's Kit Bond.
Is political victory more important than victory in Iraq? Has political victory become so important that some feel it necessary to divide America with this blame game while their sons and daughters are risking their lives abroad?
Intelligence Committee Vice Chair Rockefeller said he knew the report had become political yesterday. That's when Vice President Cheney accused Democrats who criticized the president for going to war on flawed intelligence of, quote, trying to rewrite history for their own political purposes.
They started after us hard in me, and all of which I consider to be a reasonably good sign, because I think what that means is it's hit home. I think they're not comfortable or happy by the unanimous report.
The Intelligence Committee's Republican chairman, Pat Roberts, insisted today that the report his panel issued should simply stand on its own merits.
Where any individual member wishes to take it from there or use in a campaign, I can't control that. I think that's up to them. If it's, apolitical football, deflate the football. Read the report.
But for today, at least, there was plenty of air in that ball. Democrats are pushing to move forward on the second phase of the intelligence report, which is to look at how policymakers used the intelligence they got on Iraq. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.